Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I'm talking to Ken Babington today. He is a pastor and a person with a gigantic heart for prison ministry and has been doing that for many, many, many years. And he will write up to 35 prisoners a week. And that's making my hand cramp just thinking about it. And one of the people that he has connected with is Mark David Chapman, who is pretty famous for killing John Lennon. And, you know, I know there's listeners, and Ken, that are struggling with the idea that someone took a creative genius like John Lennon and ended his life, and why. And they're mad, and they don't really see what believers in Christ see. So talk about that some.
When it all started, he wanted to be famous. Put an I-N in front of it, and he is infamous.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about his life sentence. He's been up for parole 8 times. He's been denied 8 times. He comes up again later on this year for parole. But looking back, he said, I would do anything to take back the second before I pulled the first trigger, mm-hmm. before I shot the first bullet. But it's something that he can't. He regrets it. He's remorseful. Many years ago, he tried to reach out to Mrs. Lennon, and he has not corresponded with her. I mean, he tried to, but there's been no mutual correspondence, and that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But to this day, he refers to John Lennon as Mr. Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Tears in his eyes even today, saying, he was nothing but kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
When they talked that day, he was kind. When he saw him that night, he was kind to him. And he said, I ruined his life. I ruined the life of his family. I ruined the life of millions of people. He is remorseful. But then at the same time, he's looking at the reality that he's still alive. And, okay, Lord, the real transformation came in the early 90s when Mark thought that he was going to die at age 80 or at age 40.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted me to come up there. I came up there, spent some days with him, and he started saying, you know, if I'm going to die, I might as well get to know Jesus. So he and I had ministry to other prisoners in the 80s, but now he was not looking at any ministry. He just wanted to spend time getting to know Jesus in the Word. And that's when things started changing. And then about 11 years ago, he and his wife started a ministry called All About Jesus Ministries, and that's a fascinating ministry. They provide. Mark has written 3 tracks about his life and the Lord Jesus. He's very evangelistic. We just printed 30,000 copies of each of those tracks, so we've got 90,000 copies at our church. He provides those tracks free of charge to any prison ministry, and he pays the postage. I say he does. The ministry, All About Jesus Ministry, pays for the tracks to be printed and the postage to be shipped out.
Mm-hmm.
And our church does all the labor for free of charge. And so, I mean, he's got a heart for evangelism, even though he's the guy that took the life of a man.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.